Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
We're talking everything St. Louis Blues as we head into the Blues Booth. Presented by Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, a proud partner of your St. Louis Blues. Find your perfect new floor at our four convenient locations and online at BoardwalkHardwood.com.
The Blues wrap up their season tonight in Dallas against the Stars. And for some crazy reason, this game's on TNT. Does that mean that Jamie Rivers and John Kelly aren't doing this game? Rivers is with us now on 101 ESPN. I guess we can ask him. Rivers, good morning. Thank you very much for the time. Are you guys, is this an exclusive TNT contest tonight?
It is exclusive TNT contest tonight, Randy.
Oh, man. I missed your last game of the year, which kind of sucks for me, because I wanted to see it and hear it. How was it? How was your last telecast of the year?
Well, some would say it was award-winning. I don't want to go there, of course, you know, but I do feel like it was pretty good, yeah.
Okay, good. And the team, Jamie, has played pretty darn well down the stretch, haven't they?
Yeah, I think that's the one thing that I think you can draw positives from. I know that some fans will find it frustrating, and I don't blame them, because there's always the what if they would have played like this more often, if they'd have played like this sooner. Well, every team in every league has a what-if moment throughout the season. Even the best teams have what-ifs, and that's why they're the best teams. But for me, I look at it a positive way. The Blues ended up kind of exactly where I thought they would end up. But to me, it ended the right way to where they finished with a real big push. You know, right? Like, think about it. If they had a really great first half of the season and then dipped and lost a lot of games down the stretch and ended up with the same amount of points as they're going to end up now, it would feel different. It'd feel like, man, this team is headed in the wrong direction. But because they've managed to spike here a little bit at the end and show that they can win some games and bear down and show up when it matters, play the games that mean something, for me, that feels different. For me, that feels like the group is taking steps in the right direction.
Jamie, we're about to enter an offseason where there will be a lot of questions on the direction that Doug Armstrong will go, including what will happen with interim head coach Drew Bannister. Since taking over in mid-December, what have you seen from him and his progression?
Well, look, Drew Bannister, I've said it before. I mean, let's be honest, he was kind of served a Kraft sandwich to begin with. You know, he gets handed the team from maybe the most iconic coach, Joel Quenneville, Craig Berube, we can put them kind of side by side when it comes to how much the fan base loved him. And not only did the fans love Craig Berube, he won a Stanley Cup here with the team. And he embodies that blue-collar, St. Louis, in-your-face attitude. And now Drew Bannister, who's a relative no one to this fan base, he's got to come in on the heels of that. And not only that, he's got to take over a team that is completely underperforming at the time. So he was dealt a tough hand to begin with. And I thought that what he was able to do quickly and continuously throughout the season, I thought he did a really good job. You know, Army talked about wanting to hold guys accountable. Let's go back again, actually. Craig Berube, at the start of the season, talked about holding guys more accountable. Well, however it worked out, Craig Berube got let go. It is what it is. But then Army, in that very next press conference, when he's, you know, letting Craig Berube go, he brings up accountability. Well, Drew Bannister comes in here, again, a relative nobody to this fan base, and he holds guys accountable immediately. He sees something he doesn't like, he changes lines. He sees something he doesn't like, well, Pavel Buchnevich, take a seat for the third period. Robert Thomas, Jordan Kyrou, take a seat for the third period. I mean, you got to have some guts to do that, but you also have some conviction in what the message is that you're trying to get through to the team. And I thought that was really awesome for a guy like that who had no previous NHL head coaching job to come in and hold a bunch of guys, especially veteran guys, important guys, accountable. I think that sent a message to the entire lineup. Now, as far as the X's and O's and things like that, let's just isolate the power play. power play got way better under Drew Bannister. And, you know, that may have been the cause for Craig Berube to lose his job at the start of the year because the power play was only operating at 8%. So I look at it as Drew Bannister over a team that really was headed in the wrong direction. And he brought this team to where you were 3 points out of a playoff spot at the end of the season. And with a little bit of luck, you could have maybe got in. So I think he did a pretty good job overall.
Jamie, as we now kind of advance the story, who are your main building blocks of this team as you look towards next season?
Well, for me, there's three. There really is. There's three, especially when you take into consideration their age, what they do, and the importance level to the team. Jordan Binnington would be one of them. I mean, what would this team be this year without Jordan Binnington? I mean, my God, Dan. I mean, that guy was – he should be in Vezina Trophy consideration. Now, I know he won't be because the team didn't make the playoffs and whatnot, but anybody who has a brain and actually watched the Blues this year, you have to attribute, 10 to 15 wins to Jordan Binnington for this hockey club, and I don't know if any other goalie – had that kind of impact on their team directly. Neither here nor neither there. Jordan Binnington for me is a pillar moving forward. Colton Parayko on your defense corps. This guy just proved that he's an elite defender in the NHL. And some of the stuff he did the second half of the season was awesome. I mean, everybody always wanted to play more like Chris Pronger. It's really not in his chemical makeup to be that way. But if you go back and you look at the last 20 games of the season, look at the hits he's laying out there. Look at the way he clears the front of the net. He drops the mitts with Clem Costin. Like, he's getting involved. Like, he added some physicality to his game, and that just helped him evolve even more. I mean, he's a guy that can play 24, 25 minutes, maybe even north of that for you in a game. And for me, he's another guy. And the last one, I'm just going three guys, is Robert Thomas. Robert Thomas's game evolved to a complete new level. If you look at what he did last year and the year before, there were point totals, there were bigger responsibilities and things like that. But this year, automatic. First power play, first line, first penalty kill, on the ice at the end of the game, whether the goalie's pulled for or against, and matched up against the other team's top line. There's a stat that's out there, and Randy, I know you love stats.
I do.
I'm going to go over this one. Robert Thomas, out of all the number one centers in the NHL, Robert Thomas spent the most time playing against the other team's number one center Wow. on a nightly basis. And that says a lot to me. That says that, one, you can trust him defensively. Two, he can still produce while trying to keep those guys off the scoreboard. So I see Robert Thomas in the next year or two absolutely being a Selke Trophy candidate. He's going to be a guy that puts up 90 points a season, plays against the other team's top line, plays that penalty kill role, is going to score some shorthanded goals. I'm telling you, he's a Selke Trophy guy in the next couple of years.
Rivs, awesome stuff as always. Thanks so much. Congratulations on a great first season with Bally, and we'll hear you this afternoon with the Fastlane fellas.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. That is Jamie Rivers with us on the opening drive on 101 ESPN.